ಇವರಂ
ತಾಪ
ತಾಪ
ತ್ರಯೋಂ
ತ್ರಯೋಂ
ಮೂಲನಂ
ಮೂಲನಂ
ಶ್ರೀಮದ್
ಶ್ರೀಮದ್
ಭಾಗವತೇ
ಭಾಗವತೇ
ಮಹಾಮುನಿ
ಮಹಾಮುನಿ
ಚಿತೇ
ಚಿತೇ
ಎಂವಾ
ಎಂವಾ
ಪರಾಯ
ಪರಾಯ
ಈಶ್ವರ
ಈಶ್ವರ
ಕದಿಯೋ
ಕದಿಯೋ
ಯದಿ
ಯದಿ
ಅವರುಧ್ಯತೆ
ಅವರುಧ್ಯತೆ
ಅತ್ರ
ಅತ್ರ
ಪ್ರತಿಭಿ
ಪ್ರತಿಭಿ
ಶುಶುಭೆ
ಶುಶುಭೆ
ಸಕ್ಷಣ
ಸಕ್ಷಣ
ಧರ್ಮ
ಧರ್ಮ
ಪ್ರೋಷ್ಯತಾ
ಪ್ರೋಷ್ಯತಾ
ವೈಷವೋ
ವೈಷವೋ
ಅತ್ರ
ಅತ್ರ
ಪರಮೋ
ಪರಮೋ
ನಿರ್ಮತ್
ನಿರ್ಮತ್
ಸರಾನಾಂ
ಸರಾನಾಂ
ಸತಾಂ
ಸತಾಂ
ವೇದ್ಯಂ
ವೇದ್ಯಂ
ವಾಸ್ತವಂ
ವಾಸ್ತವಂ
ಅತ್ರ
ಅತ್ರ
ವಸ್ತು
ವಸ್ತು
ಶಿವದಂ
ಶಿವದಂ
ತಾಪ
ತಾಪ
ತ್ರಯ
ಉನ್ಮೂಲನಂ
ಉನ್ಮೂಲನಂ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್
ಶ್ರೀಮದ್
ಭಾಗವತೆ
ಭಾಗವತೆ
ಮಹಾಮುನಿ
ಮಹಾಮುನಿ
ಕೃತೇ ಕಿಂ ವಾ
ಕಿಂ ವಾ
ಪರಾಯ
ಪರಾಯ
ಈಶ್ವರ
ಈಶ್ವರ
ಕದಿಯೋ
ಕದಿಯೋ
ಯದಿ
ಯದಿ
ಅವರುಧ್ಯತೆ
ಅವರುಧ್ಯತೆ
ಅತ್ರ
ಅತ್ರ
ಪ್ರತಿಭಿ
ಪ್ರತಿಭಿ
ಶುಶುಭೆ
ಶುಶುಭೆ
ಧರ್ಮ
ಧರ್ಮ
ಪ್ರೋಚಿತ
ಪ್ರೋಚಿತ
ವೈಷವೋ
ವೈಷವೋ
ಅತ್ರ
ಅತ್ರ
ಪರಮೋ
ಪರಮೋ
ನಿರ್ಮತ್
ನಿರ್ಮತ್
ಸರಾನಾಂ
ಸರಾನಾಂ
ಸತಾಂ
ಸತಾಂ
ವೇದ್ಯಂ
ವೇದ್ಯಂ
ವಾಸ್ತವಂ
ವಾಸ್ತವಂ
ಅತ್ರ
ಅತ್ರ
ವಸ್ತು
ವಸ್ತು
ಶಿವದಂ
ಶಿವದಂ
ತಾಪ
ತಾಪ ಭಾಗವತೇ
ಮಹಾಮುನಿ
ಮಹಾಮುನಿ
ಕೃತೇ ಕಿಂ ವಾ
ಕಿಂ ವಾ
ಪುರಾಯ
ಪುರಾಯ
ಈಶ್ವರ
ಈಶ್ವರ
ಸದ್ಯೋ
ಸದ್ಯೋ
ವಿಧಿ
ವಿಧಿ
ಅವರುಧ್ಯತೆ
ಅವರುಧ್ಯತೆ
ಅತ್ರ
ಅತ್ರ
ಪ್ರತಿಭಿ
ಪ್ರತಿಭಿ
ಶುಶುಭೆ
ಶುಶುಭೆ
ತಕ್ಷಣ
ತಕ್ಷಣ
activities which are materially motivated. This Bhagavata Purana
propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are pure in
heart.
The highest truth is reality, distinguished from illusion, for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold misery. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Sri Vyasadeva, is sufficient in itself for God realization. As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, he becomes attached to the Supreme Lord.
आत्मा प्रोज्जिता कैतवास्त्रा धर्मा हिलियासते कैतवा प्रिटेंशन अच्छी धर्मार्थ कामक्ष दी फोर थिंग्स आर सपोज टू बी men for spiritually are advanced in civilization, not spiritually, but advanced in civilization. So the first thing is dharma. Dharma is the basic principle of civilization. Dharmina hina pushuvi samana. If there is no dharma, then it is the society of the animals. That is the distinction between human society and animal society. There are 8 million different species of life below the human society, but there is no question of God consciousness. In the human society, either they execute religious principles rightly or not, at least there is a symbol in the civilized society. There are Hindus, there are Muslims, there are Christians, there are Buddhists, and so many others also. Because of the human society, there must be some idea or some principle of understanding God, that is called religion. But in the name of religion, there are so many things are going on. That is called kaitava, cheating. We don't want to discuss, but more or less, at the present moment, in whichever category of religion one may belong to, nobody is following strictly the religious thing. That is called kaitava. Another kaitava is that one who does not know the purpose of religion. Religion means, as we have several times explained, religion means the rules or the laws given by God. That is it. Not the formulas. Formulas must be there. But the real basic principle of religion means the laws given by God. Just like we are living in a state, either in England or in Germany or in America or in India, there are state rules and regulations. A good citizen means who are abiding by the state laws. Similarly, a devotee means who is abiding by the laws given by God. This is it, just like that. Just like a good citizen means that he is following the state law, as we do actually when there is red light, immediately you stop your car because you have to abide by the laws of the state, otherwise you become criminal. Although there is none to look, still you have to stop your car there is a red line. That is obedience. And then when there is a green light, it starts your path. So union is like that. There are, as the small state, or small city, London. It is a small city in comparison to the US. It is nothing, a spot. So there are so many rules and regulations and laws, and the supreme law, who is maintaining, creating this universe, there is no law. How do you think of it? A small city, an insignificant city, in our estimation it is not insignificant, but in comparison to the universe, what is the value of this London city or New York city? As soon as it will go high up, say 25 miles above, he cannot see a city. It is all finished. Similarly, there are so many cities in the stars and planets upwards, so many universes, so many seas, mountains, skyscrapers, we cannot see. Because in the universe, these are all simply insignificant particles only. So, if in these insignificant particles there are so many state laws, you just imagine to manage this universal affair, the supreme laws, how much laws and regulations must be there, hit and deny. Deny means civil action. But intelligent man will understand that if in a small place there are so many rules and regulations, and in so big place, so universal, there are laws. The scientists also admit that the nature's law is so systematic. Even Professor Einstein's theory that as I advance, I see there must be big brain God. Is it not? Did you not say? That is knowledge. That is not. Everything is being maintained so nicely. And there is no brain, there is no man. One who says, the God is there, there is no God. He is a rascal number one, nothing else. Immediately, taking is a rascal number one. However educated he may, because he does not know psychology, how he accepts the Supreme. Suppose a child has come to London. So he cannot see the Queen, or even a child's father. So many people are coming to visit London. It is not that everyone is seeing the Queen. But if he says, oh, there is no Queen, our Queen is dead, will it be accepted? Similarly, some rascals who do not know how this universe is being managed, he may say God is dead, there is no God, but that will not be accepted by sane man. The sane man will say there must be somebody, the origin of everything. Janmadasya, that is Bhagavad. Janmadasya. The aphorism in the Vedanta Sutra is, what is the absolute truth? Abhata Brahma Vijnasa. Let us discuss about the supreme truth, absolute truth. The answer is, Brahma, the supreme is that from whom everything comes from. He is the origin of everything. Very simple, let's see. Janmadasya. So, dharma, religion, actually means to understand that origin, absolutely. That is that. So that dharma, principle of religion, is there in every human society either in Europe or America or Africa, there is some. That is the significance of human being. It is a human being society. There must be some principles of religion. Without religion, it doesn't matter what type of religion it is, there must be some religion. If there is no religion, then it is animal. And what is the purpose of religion? The purpose of religion is, if religion is the code given by God, then we must know. It's like a child. A child is abiding by the laws, but he does not know who is the lawgiver, how the state is managed, what are the laws. He is to be considered as ignorant. Just like in all schools and colleges, the state constitution, laws, lawyers, study. So one may not know, but that is a very good position. But one who knows, his position is better. Simply to know, there may be somebody God. He has given us some laws, all right, let us abide by the laws. Just like ordinary man doing. But to know that inquisitiveness is called Brahma Vidyana. That is it. Human society, human being must be interested in knowing that the Supreme, Absolute Truth, He has given us His codes and laws. So that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, that these laws, these material laws of nature, they are very strong. They are enacted by the Supreme Law, as we understand from the Bhagavad Gita. Mayadhyasena prakriti shriyate satyaracharam under my superintendence. The laws, just like laws are there, at the same time, the government has got a department which is called law and order department. The laws are going on nicely. The law and order department examines. So that examiner, departmental maybe, but the original examiner is the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, Maya Adhyakshena, under my supreme. In our institution, international society, for Krishna consciousness. Although I am the head, still I have so many assistants. The DDC members, they are assisting me departmentally. Somebody is here, somebody is there. Similarly, God has departmental management. And because it is such a huge affair, what is the koti? Koti means 10 million?
Yes.
Because 10 million is multiplied by 33. How many is coming?
330 million.
So there are 330 million officers of Krishna. There must be such a huge affair. Even for managing a small shop, we have got so many things. This is manager, this is assistant manager, this is assistant manager. It is such a huge universal affair. Krishna has got assistants. 330 million assistants within one universe. And there are innumerable universes. And each and every universe that must be similarly 330 million they are called demigods. Demigods means exactly under the position of God. It's like here, there is governor. Immediately under him, there are secretaries. Similarly, these demigods, they are different officers, secretaries, directors under God. We don't deny the existence of demigods, but we don't worship that he is God. We worship, we give him all respect. Just like if the queen's secretary comes here, we will give him all respect because he's queen's secretary. But we never accept that he's king. No. That is not possible. That is said. It is not that we Vaishnava, we are prepared to offer respect even to the ant. And why not to the senators? When you offer to a big officer, it is not that we are flattering. It is the etiquette, it is the duty to offer respect to the respectable person. So we give all honor to the demigod, but we don't accept the demigod as the supreme. That is Vaishnava. There may be 330 million of territories, but we say, that's like it is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekala Ishar Krishna, Ishara Paramakrishna. The only master or controller is Krishna. Arsa Bhrita. And all other demigods, that's like Lord Brahma, Shiva, so many others, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, 330 million, how many you can remember, it is not possible. But they are us. So they are all servants. Ekala Ishwar Krishna, Arsa Bhrita. Jare Jaise Natae Se Taise Kare Nukta. He is pulling the wire, just like the doll dancing. There is a man pulling the wire. These are the descriptions in the Shastra of the Vedic literature. So we should not equalize, or we should not play the demigods on the same level with God. That is opposite. The Mayavadi, because they think that God is formless, impersonal. But I cannot meditate upon anything which is formless. So let me imagine something. That is their faith. They say, let me imagine a form of God. Sadhakanam hitasaya brahmana rupa kalpana. Kalpana, imagine. The Mahabhati philosophy is that you imagine a form of God. Actually, there is no form of God. That is the truth. We say no. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha is that form. But not a form like me. That we know. It is a different type of form, different material. I don't say material, different ingredient, spirit, complete spirit. So that is our philosophy. God is a person like you and me. As we are sitting together, you are seeing me, I am seeing you. Similarly, if you become elevated to the perfection of devotion and service, you will go to God and you will see him as you are seeing me, I am seeing you. You see Krishna. Try to understand. Therefore, there are so many religious systems who say God has no form, there is no God, let us imagine. This kind of religion is cheating religion. That's what he said here. And dharma prodhita koita vastrik teaching. Because there is no real information. Real information is Ishvara Paramakrishna, the Supreme Lord, has got his spiritual body. And he, in the Christian Bible also it is said, man is made after God. Krishna. So unless God has got form, two hands, two legs like that, how man has got two hands, two legs? If you are imitation of God, then God must be person. This is natural conflict. So impersonal concept of God is imperfect conception of God. It is not perfect. They are puzzled because Krishna, God is Satchidananda Vigraha. They cannot imagine that a form of Satchidananda can be possible. That is a lack of knowledge. But we learn from Vedic literature that God has got form, concrete form, like that. Just like Krishna, you see, he has got also two hands, he is also playing flute, his consort, Radharani, he has also got two hands, nice head, everything is there. Only the ingredients are different. These ingredients, at the present moment, I have also got form, spiritual form. You have also spiritual form. Now, that spiritual form is covered by material dress. Just like my body is covered by this sun. You cannot see the actual body. Similarly, the spiritual body is now covered by this material body, therefore we cannot see. Besides that, our present eye, that is also material. So, with material eyes, we cannot see God. But God has got form, that's the fact. Now we are unable to see. Therefore, the process is that we have to purify our eyes, our legs, our hands and everything so that we may be able to serve God. So this Apsan Paddhati, the devotional service, although we have got this material body under the direction of Shastra, under the direction of spiritual master, we are working. You are trying to serve God, Krishna. So that service is as good as the service in the spiritual world. There is no difference. Just like the example is, just like you have got a green mango. So the green mango is not so tasteful, but when it is ripe, it is tasty. The mango is not different. The same mango. You wait for the time when it is ripe, you taste it. Nice. Similarly, in the beginning, in the neophyte state, when you say, you must rise early in the morning, you offer Mangalarti, you do this, you take your bath. These things, because you are not ripe in the neophyte state, these things appear to be bothering, not tasty. But you have to do it under the order of spiritual master and the order of the pastor. Because unless you practice, how you can. But when it is ripe by practicing, when one is accustomed, say, by practicing, he develops love for God. Then when he is in love for God, he cannot do without it. Automatically he is right early in the morning. Automatically. He'll do everything. It is simply the question of time to arrive to the ripened state. So this is the process. We are serving here Krishna. Krishna is also very kind. Because if Krishna in spiritual form is present, of course there is no difference. For Krishna there is no difference material and spiritual, because everything is spiritual everywhere. But instead, taking that status, that we cannot see spiritual form at the present moment. Atas Sri Krishna Nama Adina Bhavid Grayam Indriyai, because our senses are now blind, we cannot see the spiritual form of Krishna at the present moment. Therefore, because we cannot see Krishna in our, with our present eyes, because we cannot serve Krishna with our present hands, therefore Krishna appears in a way so that we can see, we can serve. That is the thing. Krishna can appear in any way. He is all powerful. So when he appears just like a stone statue, that does not mean Krishna is stone or statue. Krishna is the same Krishna. But he appears to before me just like stone statue, because I cannot touch anything beyond this stone. I cannot see beyond this stone. So it is his mercy. That is called Astavata, the incarnation of worshipable deity. So you should never think that Krishna is not seeing if I commit some offense. Krishna is in Vaikuntha. Yeah, I can do whatever I like. Don't do that. That is great offense. That's why there is here. We should always think of Krishna is here. We should be respectful just exactly as Krishna is here. Don't make differentiation that this Krishna is stone statue. Similarly, therefore, the Shastra injunction is Atti Siladhi Gurusu Dharamati. To think of the deity as made of stone, to think of the spiritual master as ordinary man, Atti Siladhi Gurusu Dharamati Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi, to accept a Vaishnava as belonging to some caste and creed. Just like in India, there are many so-called Brahmins. They think that these Europeans, they are coming from low great family. How we can accept them as Brahmins? No? But somebody is asking me, when Paul has taken the Vaishnava initiation and properly discharging duty, he should not be considered belonging to such caste. A spiritual master should not be counted amongst ordinary human beings. Similarly, this deity, although we know that we have made it from stone, he is not stone. He is stone to be stone-hearted. If one is stone-hearted, then Krishna will stand as stone forever. But if one is soft-hearted, like chanting Hare Krishna mantra, then he'll talk with you. That is Jesus. Krishna is always present. Therefore, it is said here, so any religion which does not teach about God, which does not know what is God, that is cheating. Dharma prajita kulitava. Cheating. In the Vrindavana Thakura says, Prithivite jaha kichu dharma name chale, Bhagavat kahe taha paripurna chale. And all over the world, what is going on? There is a strong criticism. In the name of rigor, the Bhagavad says they are all cheating. They said, you have no idea what is God. Neither in their principle, there is service of God, there is dedication to God, simply official. And the so-called silly. Therefore, Vrindavana Sahib says, these are all cheating. Religion means, when one accepts some religion, he must know what is God, what I am, what is my relationship with God, what are the laws of God, how I am to act. So many things you have to learn. That is really simply stamping myself with some rubber stamp that I belong to this religion and belong to that religion. That will not help. That is cheating. You are cheating there. Another point is that it doesn't matter. I don't say that your religion is cheating or my religion is bona fide. I don't say that. We have no right to say that. I want to see, I mean, we are Bhagavat. We are representative of Bhagavat Dharma. Or Bhagavat wants to see any religion in a process. It doesn't matter. I want to see whether you have got the result of religion. The result of religion is you will love God. That is the result of it. If you have become actually lover of God, then your religion, it doesn't matter whatever religion you profess, that is perfect. But if instead of developing your love for God, you have developed love for so many nonsense things, then you have simply wasted your time. That is the body of God. Dharma sana sita punsa vishasena kathasuga no sagra edratini devi samayi vaihi kevala. Dharma sana sita. Not that anyone is not following strictly the religious senses, even if he is following strictly the religious senses. But the result should be that he should be a lover of God, with Saksena Kathasya. Unless one becomes lover of God, he is not interested to hear about God. Here you are sitting, few boys and girls. There are millions of people. Because you have little love for Krishna, therefore you are sitting. Therefore. So, without development of God, or the love for God, nobody is interested to hear about God. So, by following any system of religion, if we do not develop our dormant love for God, then following such religious principles means simply waste of time. That's all. Because it has no effect. Effect should be by following religious principles, we must develop love of God. That is our Bhagavad Dharma. All right.